in my car, and this couple came to me. They were running. This lady and this man, they were running. And they took me in my car. They took my car over. And they were running away from something, because they had blood on themselves. And I had my cell phone. And they took my cell phone. And then the guy left to go get help, and the lady stayed with me. And it was in a big, big, you know, where the planes, the landing for the planes?
Yeah, right.
In the airport, yeah. And then the lady left one way, and I guess she was scared or something, but then she dropped the phone. She dropped my cell phone, and my cell phone was full of blood. And I remember a lot of blood. They must have done, I don't know what they did. They were running from something. And I took the phone in my hands in my dream. You know how blood is sticky?
Yeah.
It was sticky. I couldn't use the phone. It was so full of blood. And then I see a hanger. You know where the hanger for the planes? And I see this door was open.
Yeah.
And I see this man there taking a break or something. And I told him, I said, this couple took my car and they're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me. I said, look, are you bleeding? No, it's them that's bleeding. And I took the phone and took, and some of them looked at me like I was crazy. The other man, where did she come from? And the guy said, she just walked in, meaning me. And the couple were running over there. They must have done something or killed someone. I don't know what happened, you know. But when I went in there, I said, look, they took my, are you hurt? No, I'm not hurt, but they took my car, and they got blood all over my car. And So then some of them didn't believe me. Some of them did, and I woke up.
Weird.
Isn't that weird? And this couple was trying to kill me, really. But he wanted to go get more help, and then she got scared. I guess she was hurt or something. And she grabbed my phone and she gave it back to me, and then it fell, and when I picked it up, with God, my phone was all full of blood. I can't believe it. And I woke up, I said, oh my God, blood. They really say that dreaming blood is not really bad luck, you know. But I wasn't hurt.
What did you think it meant?
But there were, I think blood is life. You know, blood is life. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a warning for me, because when you see a dream of blood or accident, that your inner self, your inner conscience takes you back like, oh, my dream, I'm going to be driving, I better be careful, see? Mm-hmm. Like when you see an accident, you go by the accident and you see, I'll say, boy, I hope they're okay, I hope they didn't get killed. And you just got to keep on going, because the police won't let you stop there and investigate, you know?
Right.
And you just pray, maybe you pray, if you're Catholic, you make the sign of the cross and just keep going. Happy that it wasn't you. It's on, Beth. Turn the button on top. There, I got it off. I felt making that noise. There.
Oh, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, buzzing like, sound, yeah. And, I think I dream like that whenever I'm pressured into something, or maybe when I sleep enough, or something happens in my sleep or something.